The federal government is considering a shake-up of billions of dollars of roads funding. Today, the government is releasing details of a review that will consider congestion and pay-per-distance charges. It could mean the end of registrations or the fuel surcharge that at the moment pay for roads. Tom Nightingale reports.
It's the $10 billion question. Who should fund roads and how should they pay? The Minister for Major Projects, Paul Fletcher, has told RN at the moment the system is unfair.
If you're driving, say, a 10-year-old Commodore, you're paying through the fuel excise system the equivalent of about 4.5 cents a kilometre. If you're driving a Prius, it's about 1.5 cents a kilometre. If you're driving a completely electric Tesla, you're not paying anything through the fuel excise system. So one of the issues is fairness.
The government's been thinking about this question since it got Infrastructure Australia's 15-year plan back in February. Finally, it's announced its response, another review. This one will look closely at introducing congestion and pay-per-distance charges in the place of registration and fuel excise.
Many people today don't realise that they do pay quite a lot to use our roads through registration charges and also through the fuel excise system, where you pay almost 40 cents a litre.
Brian Negus from the RACV says there are other costs as well.
Motoring taxes, fixed vehicle taxes, sales tax, import duties, luxury car tax. That's just not equitable, and there's no relationship between the way in which taxes are imposed and the revenue and funding that's used to actually deliver transport projects.
Motoring groups like the RACV want changes the review will consider.
We actually need a system that's based on mass, so that the weight of a vehicle, like trucks, the distance you travel, the time and the location.
Who would end up better and worse off if what you're proposing comes to pass?
If you travel in, you know, dense, congested areas all the time, you'll probably pay a bit more than now. If you actually travel in the middle suburbs, you'll probably pay about the same because it's partly congested and partly not. But if you're travelling in outer areas and rural areas, you'll actually pay less than now.
The Minister, Paul Fletcher, says no change will happen unless states and territories agree with the federal government.
Tom Nightingale.